You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Boy, we're back, folks. All us country folks surviving.
So after,
and the, you know, I left you hanging there with a goodie that, you know, sometimes I'll give you that goodie now. Sometimes something remarkable. How did William Blake say it? To see the world in the palm of your hand, in a grain of sand, to see everything in some smaller event that shows you everything. Something just grabs you, some little moment. My son and I, we don't know what significance there was, but, you know, we were both staring up at the sky last night, and just for a moment, just stepped out the back door and looked up at the sky. And I said, you know, let's just stand here for just a minute. Maybe there'll be a meteor. And, you know, I'm thinking very little likely there were clouds in the sky. Not a great night for meteor viewing. But then, boom, with no sound, of course, just flash. The biggest meteor I've ever seen in my life. Like a light bulb just lit up the sky right directly above our heads, and not streaking across the sky, but a meteor that was coming right at us, so that it was just a light that grew bigger, and then disappeared. It was coming right at us. The biggest meteor I've ever seen in my life. I often look for meteors, so I've spent hours looking for meteors. I just, you know, we wonderfully, my nine-year-old and I, we were both looking straight up. We had our necks craned, looking straight up at the same spot. And any of you who've done meteor viewing, you know, it's so frustrating. You're out, you see a meteor, and your friend standing right next to you was looking in another quadrant of the sky and didn't see it. And then it's, you know, you feel bad. You're like, oh, it was the greatest meteor. You missed it. Or they say the same thing to you. So, but we were both looking at the same spot of the sky and both saw the same thing. Well, now here's something that we do know the significance of. This meteor is that right before the election in Phoenix, there were two rallies that told the whole story, that prove, you know, that these are the world in a grain of sand. There was a Biden rally at which Harris was president. Kamala Harris was there with sleepy Joe Biden. Creepy Joe Biden, both of them at an event. And the person who, I forget his name, but he was a Phoenix Republican patriot. He said, I was there to see how many people were at the Biden rally. And so I checked the parking lot. No cars, empty. As far as he could tell, there were less than 20 people, max could be, and that would include media and his staff, at the Biden and Harris rally right before the election. The same week, there was a Trump rally to gauge the difference in the popularity of Donald John Trump in Maricopa County versus communist Joe Biden and communist Kamala Harris. This Trump rally did not have Donald Trump at the rally to attract big crowds. No Donald Trump. This rally was not authorized or organized by the Trump campaign. This Trump rally in Maricopa, the same week as the zero attendance Biden rally, was organized by who? By you. By just local patriots in Maricopa County, spontaneously, on their own. They held a Trump truck parade. It was 95 miles long. 95 miles long. That's how popular Donald Trump is in Maricopa County. And yet he supposedly lost Maricopa County by 40,000 votes. Folks, the dots don't connect. And the entire, and as I say, this becomes, well, let's read what the president has to say about this. How important is this? Can we just move on? Can we just go to the next catastrophe and forget about the 2020 stolen election? No, we can't. Let's go to the president's messages, and he talks about this very question. Let me find the statement in question. He calls them statements now. Okay, here he says, let me find it. Very short, one sentence. This is a message he sent out to us yesterday. As our country is being destroyed, both inside and out, the presidential election of 2020 will go down as the crime of the century. And that's in all caps, in Trump style. So he's giving you his measure of the importance of what happened here. And he's very objective. Donald Trump is so accurate. The crime of the century. Now that can't be the crime of the century. And I'd even put a plural on that. It's the crime of the centuries. You add the 20th and the 21st centuries together. But let's just go with the 21st century. It's the crime of the century. I've actually got some other candidates for the crime of the 20th century. So we'll just go with what the president says. The crime of this century. 95-mile Trump truck parade. Not even an official event. And I've eyewitnessed that myself. When myself and my daughter and son went to the Trump rally in Bemidji, Minnesota, the truck parade, there was a Trump truck parade, not organized by the Trump campaign, just organized by all the good old boys with their trucks and their Trump flags flying. You know, some had, you know, and good old gals. The Trump truck parade went as far as you could see. But, you know, it's a break of dawn. Long before the Trump rally, which was later at the end of the day. So I've seen this, and it's happened everywhere. Trump has on record the largest boat parade in history, several of them. The Trump boat parade in outside of Columbia, South Carolina, it was miles long of boats. Some of them boats that had been trailered in from places like Michigan, outside of Columbia, South Carolina, in some unknown lake just outside of Columbia. And then there's the Trump boat parades in Florida, extending for miles. And the parade isn't one boat wide. These boat parades, like the boats are six abreast, as far as you can see. Boats. I don't have a boat. How many people have boats? There's so many Trump supporters, and that's the insanity. That you can get boat parades that are miles long, as far as you can see, with people with boats. Trucks. Boats. The next thing you know, we'll probably have a Trump aircraft parade. Trump supporters with airplanes. But there's no way that Joe Biden got 80 million votes. Now, the point is this. In Maricopa County, they're actually doing what no one else did anywhere else in the country. To audit an election, you go to the documents. This is not rocket science. This is how an audit of a company's books occurs. You go to the original documents. You sit down with them and turn them one at a time. And you audit them. You check them for authenticity. You check the signatures, the dates, the amounts. You verify everything about all of the records that you have. You check the bank accounts, the deposits, the withdrawals, etc. You detect fraud. That's what an audit is. All corporations are audited. Nobody trusts a corporation unless it's been audited. When an accounting firm does a fraudulent audit, they go out, they are normally go out of business. That's the end of that company. That's all they have is their bona fides, the trust the public has in their audit. Well, auditing an election, nobody's done it. This damn election has not been checked by anybody. And the Democrats will not allow it to happen. The voting machine company will not allow it to happen. But in Maricopa County, there are enough patriotic Republicans in the government that they ordered an audit, and they are now conducting it. And the preliminary people are saying the result hasn't been released. And the Democrats, now get how much the Democrats, the communists, want to stop this audit, because it's going to show fraud in Maricopa County. Donald Trump won Maricopa County. He won it big, just as he won big everywhere else. They sent 100 communist attorneys, that is Democrat attorneys, they sent 100 attorneys to Phoenix, Arizona, to stop the audit. What? 100 attorneys? That's plane loads of attorneys. Plane loads of attorneys just to stop an audit. Folks, that screams guilty, guilty, guilty. Guilty is charged. Cuff them. You don't send 100 attorneys to stop an audit if you actually won that election. If you actually won the election, an audit would prove that you won the election. And you'd come out looking beautiful. And those of us that say that it was a fraudulent election, we would have egg on our faces. You should welcome an audit if you're honest. So why would they send 100 attorneys? And that's as far as we know. They may now have sent more. How much money has George Soros funneled into Maricopa County to stop this thing? That's why I say some of us have been blackpilled. The power that is arrayed against us is so astonishing that it's hard to see how we win. Anyway, that was the, let's go back to the president here. He hasn't given up. And that's what you need in a great leader. When the troops are discouraged in the trenches, you need a great leader who rides out to the troops and gets off his horse and tells him, you know what, guys, you can do it. We can win. All right. We're going to beat these guys. Now, here's the president in a message day before yesterday. Congratulations to Elise Stefanik. She's an upstate New York congresswoman. And we got great hopes for her. For her big and overwhelming victory, she overthrew Liz Cheney. The House GOP is united, and the Make America Great Again movement is strong. The president puts all of those, capitalizes all those significant words. So there's the president saying, what's he saying with that? He says, I mean, can you read the tea leaves, folks? I'm running in 2024. She needed another reaffirmation of that. And I am going to be your leader from here till there, all the way through. And I'm going to be your leader through the 2022 campaign. And this is a huge victory. As I said earlier, the president has to, before he can engage the demon rats, he has to first secure his grasp on the Republican Party, which he has remade in his image. He's got to make sure, he's got to run some more Mitt Romneys and Ben Sasses and Liz Cheney's. He's got to run them off the ranch here. And this is a huge victory for this week. This is the big good news of the week, maybe one of the good news. Liz Cheney was, in fact, run off the ranch. She's done. She's finished. She and her warmongering father, the neocon rhino, weapons of mass destruction. Can you believe that? Remember, do you remember Dick Cheney and weapons of mass destruction, WMDs? Do you remember the bullshit that was being shoveled on us? And it led to an Iraq war and an Afghanistan war, led to hundreds of thousands of dead people. The waste of trillions of dollars of your hard-earned savings, flushed, burned, destroyed. Thank you, George, piece of crap, Bush, you jerk. Get off the TV tube with your get vaccinated commercials with the president, the commander in briefs, Bill Clinton, a criminal, an absolute criminal, unquestioned rapist, murderer, Bill Clinton. George Bush, bracketed between that murderer and criminal and the who's the bigger fraud? Barack Hussein Obama. We still don't even know. We still haven't seen an authentic birth certificate for Barack Hussein Obama, who in all likelihood is not even the son of Barack Hussein Obama Sr. I mean, it's astonishing the things right in front of our faces that have been frauds for decades now. We still haven't seen an investigation. I'm just throwing this in here because it's sort of got the ball rolling here. 9/11. Does anyone know why World Trade Center number 7 fell down all by its lonesome without being hit by a plane or burned by a fire or in any way destroyed or damaged? Does anyone know why World Trade Center 7 just decided to fall down, kind of looking exactly like a perfect controlled demolition? You think the world's greatest controlled demolition experts viewing the video of that 47-story steel, massive skyscraper simply deciding to collapse in its own footprint? Every one of them who's seen it has said that is a perfect controlled demolition, which is what I do. It's my career. I'm a controlled demolition engineer. You don't need to ask me whether that's a controlled demolition. Damn it, it is. That's like asking me whether there's a nose on my face. But you stupid people, don't ask. Not you, not this audience. The dummies out there around you, the dummies wearing the masks, the dummies who don't want to take the masks off. And thousands of Americans died in World Trade Center 1 and 2. Thousands! Hundreds of police and firemen crushed, destroyed, incinerated, roasted, chopped up in those towers. What a crime. Talk about the crime of the century. 9/11, 2001. And by the way, when the president says this election fraud of 2020 will be known as the crime of the century, it's competing with that crime. And you don't think Donald Trump has thought these very same thoughts that I am expressing now over the microphone? course he has. He's a New York skyscraper builder. He knows these things don't fall down. He builds them. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? Now we're rolling downhill like a snowball
headed for hell. You know, 2 years ago on this show, I would play that song, Are We Headed Downhill Like a Snowball Headed for Hell? And at the end of that very song, Merle Haggard sings that, no, you know, we're not headed. We're going to make it. But Merle, wherever you are up there in heaven, looking down on this, do you still think that? Do you think maybe we are a snowball headed for hell now? And, It's harder to the ending to that song, which he might change the ending to that song if he were singing it today. I'm just putting it out there. I don't want to think that. I don't want to believe that. And I solicit your wisdom, folks, and your encouragement. 512-248-8252. And the only reason to be realistic about these things is that the Pollyanna thinking just is dangerous, can be dangerous. If you really are headed into a crossfire, in a booby-trapped crossfire, you know, it might be good to look in front of you and see that that looks like an ambush up there. You know, it sometimes helps to look forward and see that something looks really deadly, and not just walk into it, see what happens. So that we don't want to just walk into this and see what happens. I'm getting that nervous feeling that I'm looking up ahead at the terrain up above, and I'm going, I don't know, that looks like a setup up there. That looks like an ambush. Looks like we're walking into an ambush. So the 2022 election, that's why I say about the 2020 election, if we don't straighten this out, how is the 2022 election going to be different? I don't think it is. And even less so 2024. If we lose 2022, and losing 2022 means we simply fail to take back the House or Senate, then the Democrats have, the communists, have a full 4 years in which to flood the borders. What's the word they use? What did Joe Biden say in his campaign? He said, if I'm elected president, we're going to surge the border. And these people should come here. They should come to America. They belong here. Everyone who is oppressed, he said, everyone who has horrible circumstances in their country belong in America. That's insane, isn't it? That's right. It's insane. And the insane have taken over. So they have 4 years to surge the border. Now, we're told that last month, that for the month of May, is it? There were 178,000 people apprehended. Okay. And the month before, it was 172,000. Now, we have to believe that number. It's coming from the Biden administration. But let's just take it that that number is accurate. There's a big difference. Whatever the number of people apprehended in any month, Donald Trump had 17,000 apprehended a year earlier. 1,000% less. But Donald Trump's 17,000 apprehended were sent packing back to Mexico and Guatemala and El Salvador. The Biden 178,000 this month, they're all staying here. He's lying. He says he's sending some back. Yeah, five of them maybe. Five that might have voted for Trump maybe. He sent them back. They're all staying here. And they're all being put on planes and buses with cash envelopes full of cash and basically permanent visas into the United States with no ID, no registration, nothing. They're being sent all over the country to all these fake charities, these woke charities that are run all over the country in every town and city in America, every church. Every civic organization, they've all got these fake, treasonous charities running, welcoming unlimited invaders. 4 years of this. You're talking, remember, 178,000 admitted last month, and it's just getting started. They're just warming up. Now, how many more, this is also admitted, that the 178,000 who took up all of the time and attention of the entire Border Patrol and entire ICE, that was deliberate by the cartels who run Mexico. The cartels then, knowing that all of the border agents are over at this particular entry point where the cartels have just sent 5,000 people to flood that zone, okay? The cartel then goes down a ways to an empty zone, and they run their guns, their fentanyl from Red China. They're methamphetamines. They're hookers. They're MS-13 and other gang and cartel members run them into the United States. Because though that particular traffic, they don't want to be apprehended. They want all those others. They want them to be apprehended because they know Joe Biden is going to welcome them, is going to give them money, is going to give them stimulus money. Thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars, new cars, places to live all over the country. He's going to build housing for them. It's going to be called infrastructure with trillions of dollars of debt heaped on your children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren in an America that will no longer be free. Trillions upon trillions of dollars. Meanwhile, if you participate in a free speech rally, you might face 30 years in prison. If you don't wear your mask, you might have people gang tackling you and handcuffing you for not wearing a mask in the middle of America, in the Midwest, under beautiful skies, fresh air. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. And by the way, the psychiatric torture that's being administered to you, to all of us. What's going on here? The big box store is crammed with people. Crammed with people. They're crawling all over each other, clawing each other to get at merchandise. That's okay. But a small business run by probably a Republican, probably a patriot, a small business that somebody's put 10 years of his or her life into and all of their savings, we're going to crush that. Because they can't open that. And if they don't, if they open their gym and they're and against our edict, we're gonna arrest the owners of the gym. You've all seen this on TV. We're gonna actually padlock their doors. We're gonna board up the windows of their gym. We're gonna confiscate their equipment. We're gonna close their bank accounts. We're gonna charge them with crimes. Folks, this is bullshit. This is a dictatorship. This is the end of America. We'll be right back after this break.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. I went through life, my ways were fast. And many times I bled. I found my thoughts had washed away. The truth in what she said. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. What will be, will be. I've learned from life to see
it's hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. But what will be, will be.
All right, folks, we're back. And it, I'll tell you what, you know, you know, all this great stuff that we, you know, we really, what we've got left, folks, hang on to it. I'm telling you right now, down in Round Rock, Texas, there, the engineers, they keep this radio network alive, and they overcome. They probably don't even know all the attacks that are being launched against them and ways that they are being. Trust me, folks. The enemy, the communist enemy, is comprehensive. They are not exempting any part of our free world. They defeat their enemies in detail. They let nothing escape their attention. If any deviation from the party line is crushed, and read your soul's initiation, read how communist regimes work. It's so different from the laissez-faire, easygoing, hail fellow, well met world that we all, that's what the world we inhabit psychologically. But you've got to do the painful exercise of get into the mind of a communist. Read O'Brien's statement at the end of 1984, when he talks about how a communist mind works. They are after all of us, and they will come after in detail every one of us. You're going to be on their list, and they're going to come down the list and get you, unless we defend ourselves. Wayne, you're on the air. I'm so glad to see you here.
Yeah, hi, James.
Hi,
Wayne. Getting a lot of good points today.
Well, you know, I'll tell you that one that really grabs me is the one I heard yesterday, where, you know, I'm getting more strongly than ever. I'm getting the understanding of how important it is that the fact that 2020 was a massive victory for Donald Trump. If they take that away, we're whistling past the graveyard if we think we can win in 2024. We have got to, at a very minimum, it has to be, even if the election is not reversed, even if the president does not reoccupy the White House before 2024, it has to be established to the American people that this election was stolen. It is the crime of the century. And here's some good news, a little ray of hope for you folks out there. Polling indicates that as many as 80% of the American people, could be that high, think the 2020 election was stolen, which means the brainwashing out of their telescreens from Big Brother isn't working. So go ahead, Wayne. What's your take on that? The fact that the brainwashing isn't working, hopefully.
Well, yeah, that's a definitely good sign. And maybe to add on to some of your information about the Arizona audit, I think these auditors are very patriotic and working very hard because they're being attacked, too, from different areas. But so far, they've uncovered the fact that there's been a lot of deleted files that they were supposed to have, missing passwords and routers, again, were supposed to be delivered to them and not, and a huge ballot miscount so far. And so what you're seeing is, again, another, you know, the other side is putting up a pretty good battle to keep all this stuff under wraps. But now I just read a little while ago that they may have recovered some of the deleted files. So I would think if the information in there is as important as we think it is, that could be the key to really turn this whole thing around and really unlocking the fraud that happened here. But, you know, a couple of things that, you know, we should really focus on, too, is there has been hardly anything about this audit on national media, including Fox. And the only person that brought it up today was Maria Bartiromo on her show. And
yes.
She did ask about it. And I think the Stefanczyk lady, who is may become the leader, she called it definitely unconstitutional act. But she also asked Mike Pompeo about it, I think, to a degree. And he just kind of dodged it pretty quick. And the other part of that also is very little, if nothing, from the national leaders of the Republican Party. So their silence should be screamed loud and clear that there's, again, a lot of folks in the hierarchy that are totally against us in this whole affair.
Yeah, and see, that's incredibly discouraging. When you find out that there are rats on your team, that what you thought was your team, that is incredibly discouraging. And this is hard for us to do. This is the Herculean task that Donald John Trump undertook when he came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower in New York City with Melania. Is he had to not only beat the Democrats, beat the communists, he had to beat the communists inside the Republican Party. He had to beat Paul Ryan. He had to beat Mitt Romney. He had to beat Liz Cheney. And so far, he has beaten all of them. But, I mean, what a Herculean task. And
sure.
But
his frustration is coming through, which I think he has every right to be. And along these same lines of the mainstream media and Republican leaders very quiet, I don't know if you heard about this open letter from 124 retired generals and admirals that just came out. And
do you have that in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Would you, for the audience, I don't have it in front of me. Folks, this is encouraging. And see, Wayne in Texas there, he's deep in the heart of Texas. He brings us encouraging news. Could you pick out a few cherries from that letter from the 100 and how many generals and admirals?
I think it was 124 retired, generals and admirals.
Yeah, and these are the good ones. The retired ones are the ones that can tell you the truth because they're not in the game anymore. Go ahead and pick out a few gems in there for us.
Sure. Well, the lead-in sentence is, our nation is in deep peril. We are in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. The conflict between supporters of socialism and Marxism versus supporters of the constitutional freedom and constitutional freedom and liberty, and that's their lead-in. And basically, in this letter, it's about four pages, I believe. Well, two pages of text, but they laid out the fact that the Democratic Party is infiltrated with Marxists. They go into the election fraud. Definitely against the critical race theory that's going to destroy now the military, which I think they're very, very concerned about. The border problem and the threat from China. These were all things that Trump had taken care of to a pretty well, very good degree. But now we're sitting here, everything's turned on its head based on the actions of Biden and the rest of the administration there. But they lay it out pretty good, and it was well thought out and very well put together from everything I could see. And they said, China is the greatest external threat to America. Re-engaging in the flawed Iran nuclear deal would result in Iran acquiring nuclear weapons along with the means to deliver them. Stopping the Keystone Pipeline eliminates recently established energy independence and causes us to be energy independent. I mean, the rule of law is fundamental to our republic and security. Anarchy in certain cities cannot be tolerated. So, I mean, they really put this together very, very well. And I think it should be in front of as many Americans as possible, because now we see the people that are really on the, they're very well aware of what's going on. I'm sure they communicate a lot with active military still and know, the facts about what's really happening.
And I think somewhere in there, I'm recalling, I don't have it in front of me, but there was you may have already read it, but there's a really hammer blow, death knell sentence in which they talk about this may be the end of America, the end of our republic. There's language to that effect somewhere. I mean, they're not, folks, this is a new kind of thing, and I'll let you scan for that. It might be near the end. It might be at the beginning. You may have already read it and just made me need to reread it. But the thing, folks, in our whole lives, none of you out there, don't care if you're young or old, we've never had a moment in our lives where we were looking at the end of America. We've never had that. We've always had, as a backdrop to our lives, there would always be America. There'd always be a First Amendment and a Second Amendment. I was in a gun store this week, and I'm looking at the rack there with the guys, and I said, the guys are there behind, they're all gun enthusiasts, it was a Cabela's, to tell you the name of the store, one that people know. Lots of really beautiful guns all up and down the racks. So I said, gentlemen, I definitely am afraid that 2 years from now, there won't be any of those guns on the wall. and our Second Amendment is over. And they were looking, they were dumbfounded. They were, and I said, Biden is dead set on taking away the Second Amendment. And I said, well, we're not going to let him do that. I said, well, that's great. That's great. What power do you have? He has the Senate. He has the House. He has the presidency. Looks like he has the Supreme Court, frankly, with the cowardice of the people that are on there now. He's got all the institutions, all the schools, from K through graduate school. He's got all the media, with a tiny little exception of little things like this little radio network here. He's got it all. He's got finance. He's got, we didn't know about this, Wayne. I didn't realize until the last 6 months that corporations are fully woke. All, not some of them. It's not just Starbucks or Ben and Jerry's ice cream. It's all of them. It's all the big companies, all the big banks. And then here's the shocking part, no exceptions. We don't hear about some patriot billionaire somewhere other than Donald Trump. And he won't be, soon enough, they'll have him. He won't be a billionaire anymore. They'll strip him down so they'll get him down below a billion. So the thing is, and these guys in this Cabela's, they were, you know, kind of in shock because they knew what a gun enthusiast and a patriot I am. And they're going, this guy says it's over. He says we're not going to have a Second Amendment. So I know they went home and they were thinking about that. But we've always had as a backdrop, folks, young or old, for our whole lives, we've always had a backdrop. America will always be, you know, it does whatever the hell happens in the Vietnam War. You know, we'll get over that. Whatever the hell happens in the Middle East, we'll get over that. Whatever happens with the Berlin Wall, we'll get over that. We never were in doubt as to the very existence of America as a free country. And when I say the end of America, I don't mean that we will physically cease to exist. I mean America, the nation of freedom and liberty, as the generals and admirals use that word, liberty, versus Marxism and socialism. And when they say Marxism and socialism, what is that? If you stir Marxism in a pot with socialism, what have you got? Communism. So it's communism versus liberty. So we're looking at and these generals say that we are looking at the end of liberty. And this has never been in their lives, in any of our lives. We've never faced a prospect like this. And, you know, when I talk about, you know, my faith in our leader and my trust and hope in Donald Trump and so on, boy, talk about flying on a wing and a prayer. Talk about, you know, like a thin thread of hope. All that Donald Trump has to do is, they get to him, or he has a coronary, you know, whoa, you don't want to be depending on something that fragile, but we are. Go ahead, Wayne, your thoughts.
Sure. And again, I echo everything you're saying there because it's right on the money. And I think I may have found one of the sentences that really has some teeth here. They say under the Democrat Congress and current administration, our country has taken a hard left turn towards socialism in a Marxist form of tyrannical government, which must be countered now by electing congressional and presidential candidates who will always act to defend our constitutional republic. The survival of our nation and its cherished freedoms, liberty, and historic values are at stake. So it doesn't get much more serious than that, in my estimation. So I think this letter is on the RBN website, okay. I think in the screen roll. So I would sure urge everyone to download this thing and shoot it out to as many people on your contact list as possible because, again, these are people, they're not playing around. I think they're very, very serious in what they're trying to say here, and the fact that they're all sticking their necks out tells me that they understand the seriousness of what we're looking at right now.
Yes, and would you, for my sake and the audience's, you did find, that is the sentence I was hoping you'd find, and you're so good you found it. Read, please, that sentence, which the one that ends with at stake.
The survival of our nation and its cherished freedoms, liberty and historic values are at stake.
Yeah, that's, let it sink in, folks. And generals, you know, generals in general are very smart and very eloquent people. That's why how they got to be generals. And these guys are retired generals, so they came up when being a general meant being a general, which may not mean so much anymore. But these are smart people, and they went to West Point and Annapolis and the Citadel. These are smart people, and they don't exaggerate. These are not hype artists. These are not radio talk show hosts. So when they say our nation, our freedoms, our values are all at stake, meaning this is it. What does at stake mean? That means you're standing on a gallows and the guy has got the noose and the knots tied, your feet, your ankles are secured, your hands are tied behind your back. You're still alive. You're still alive. But how alive are you, my friend? They've got the bag they're going to put over your head. That's where we are.
Yep. Thanks, James.
Wayne, thank you very much, Wayne. We'll be right back, folks.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got
as Bob
much
Wills
to lose,
would say,
but got a lot to gain.
Remember that?
Here, some might call me a good time fella.
You gotta watch Merle Haggard's tribute to Bob Wills, and he plays a fiddle, Bob Wills fiddle, so perfectly, and then swings that fiddle bow around, and then points to other members of the original Bob Wills band who are still alive in this tribute. Merle Haggard was alive at the time. You can look it up. You watch the video. Merle Haggard, Bob Wills tribute. And then he goes with that, aha! Patented Bob Wills. Oh, that was when America was America. That's the MAGA America. Anyway, that was great from Wayne. And thank you. We owe you thanks, Wayne, for bringing up that letter from these generals and admirals who are also, I think, probably a lot of them are Bob Wills fans. Let's see here. I don't want to end on a downer here. So I want to hang on here. We only have a few minutes left. So if one of you wants to call in with some enthusiastic, encouraging sort of thing to say, please do it right now at 512-248-8252. My takeaway from today's show, the thing I enjoyed the most reading to you, was Donald Trump really being the great director, the great executive that he is, and getting down to the detail of his organization, which is our movement that he created, and noticing that, you know, I was a little trepidatious myself about being hard on Newsmax, but here's the president. He says, I read it. It was pretty darn good. He bashed Fox. He had a tweet or a message devoted to bashing the creep Karl Rove. I love that. That was too much. But where's this statement? He gives a tribute only to OAN, One America News. And we don't get mentioned. But I hope that when we come under scrutiny by the president, looking at what we're doing here, that he would be happy with what we're doing. I wanted to reread that little bit about, here's one I didn't read. This is a long one. It's too long for me to read, but this is a message he gave yesterday. It opens, Wall Street Journal has reported, they finally got something right, that 2020 was, quote, the worst presidential poll miss in 40 years. Yeah. I opened a subject there. At the end of a show, always a bad idea for a host to do. I want to just say, hey, I had fun today. Thank you, Wayne, for calling in and sharing your wisdom. Everybody out there, I hope we're ending on a positive note here. And just watching for that ambush. And we'll see you all down the trail next week. No ambushes. We'll see you on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Until then, so long.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.